The Lord has risen.
The Lord has risen indeed.
Alleluia.
May the Lord's love be upon us as we turn to him in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 22. I know you have me. God, my God, why would you abandon me now? Why do you remain distant, refusing to answer my tearful cries of help in the night? I can't stop sobbing. Where are you, my God?
Since the day I was born, I've been placed in your custody. You've cradled me throughout my days. I've trusted in you, and you've always been my God. So don't leave me now. Stay close to me, for trouble is all around me, and there's no one else to help.
Now I'm completely exhausted. I'm spent. Every joint of my body has been pulled apart. My courage has vanished. I'm so thirsty and parched. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth.
Lord, my God, please don't stay far away. For you are my only help, my might and strength. Won't you come quickly to my rescue? Give me back my life. Save me from this roaring lion raging against me.
Glory be to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. Now when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Solomon, brought spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Happy Easter Octave, everyone. He is risen. He is risen indeed. One of my favorite things to meditate on when it comes to the resurrection is the morning of Easter and finding the empty tomb that we hear about today in our reading from Mark, but also in all of the other gospel narratives, have some iteration of this story. So today, I would like to reflect on that morning with the empty tomb. As a morning person myself, I often find myself enjoying being outside in the morning. I find the streets are often not very busy, and if it's a nice day, it's always great to see the sun coming up either over a body of water or a forest, and seeing that light shine among the landscape that I'm in. Still yet, there's one common denominator of the morning that I absolutely love: the quiet. What's interesting, though, is mornings often start very quiet until the very moment they are not. One morning I was running through the University of Wisconsin's Arboretum here in Madison. It's full of lots of rolling hills, natural beauty, and wildlife. It's easily one of my favorite running routes. Still yet, I was running through the park with the trees all around me, and I was stewing over a lot of thoughts in my head. I was worried about work, life, what I was going to do next, so on and so forth. But for whatever reason, I finally stopped thinking for just a moment. I immediately noticed the quiet and the peace around me. the noise that had been filling my head was not from Jesus, but rather from my busy and worried mind. Jesus doesn't do amazing things in the noise or clamorous environments of our daily lives. Look no further than the stark dichotomy between Good Friday and Easter morning. The clamoring crowds, people yelling at Jesus, people crying, the noises and sound we hear throughout the Passion are so undeniable and distinct. Still yet, when I think about the woman going to the tomb in that Easter morning, there is no one else. It's just them. Going to see the Lord laid to rest. And when they realize, when they come upon that tomb, the most amazing thing ever to happen on this earth has occurred, the joy they must have felt. He was gone. His body is not there. He is risen. So, my friends, as we continue throughout this octave of Easter and through this Easter season, I would invite you to rejoice in the resurrection. Ask the risen Lord to enter into that quiet of your heart. Give him that quiet space to do something amazing.
Together, let us pray the words that Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. As we come to know you, our resurrected Lord, help us to entrust to you all that we are and all that we hope to be. Help us to trust in the abundant mercy that flows from your resurrected soul. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us today. May the blessing of Almighty God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always.
Amen.
May our resurrected Lord grant you a day filled with love and happiness. See you tomorrow, everyone, and stay blessed.